Whenever like I see me doing the clean and jerk and I was able to do it and I'm like, is that me? Yeah, I can't believe it.
Even now, if I like, if you go back. Yeah.
But I'm like, when I see it, like, I'm so proud of her, but something like that. But I'm like, I can't imagine that that's me. I'm the one who do it. And
the moment that I always remember from these games is that photo of you on the podium, right? I think you were saluting the flag, you know. I couldn't see whether you were crying, but it looked emotional, right? And so, you know,
I want to cry that time, but I'm like, I don't want to look bad in picture. I don't want to look bad.
So it was close to tears, right? It was close, right?
Yeah. And I'm like, no, I cannot cry.
Yeah, so walk me through that moment. Was that when it sunk in that you actually did it?
For me, I cannot believe it, but that's the reality, you know? I'm like, the Philippines flag is there and there's the Lupang Hinirang, that's what we call the playing the anthem, and I'm like, oh. You know, it's like goosebumps, and you know, and I'm the one who did it, and I'm like, Lord God, thank you for giving me this opportunity. So my mom she don't want me to do weightlifting because the sport is for men. Of course, when you do weightlifting, the misconception there, it's you won't get pregnant, you won't get tall. You won't marry anyone because you get so bulky or you get so big, yeah, and you get a lot of muscle and no one's gonna love you for having that. And me, as a, you know, growing as I grow and I get in insecurity, since like I always wear jacket and I don't show my muscle. And
when did she change her mind? When was the point where she said, no, you know what, I support you, you know, it's okay?
My mom supported me after she saw like I'm doing good in weightlifting. I was able to get scholarship. I was able to help them. And, you know, I was in national team since 2004. When I was 13 years old, and I can buy rice for my family already every month, and I can help with, you know, with our family needs. And but again, but that time she's really supportive. But it's me, like I'm doing it like for you know, for the opportunity to study. It's not because I love it. Until like 2014, I had injury and I feel like I'm a loser and I cannot, you know, just leave weightlifting like that. I'm like, if I can come back again in weightlifting, or I will, if God give me chance, I will use weightlifting to inspire other people. I will use weightlifting to, you know, to show what I got. I will use it because this is the sports I love.
Like you said, 2014, you were quite thinking of like, should I continue? Should I not continue?
Yeah.
Was that the point that you felt like giving up? Or was that the only point that you felt like giving up? Or there were many other points where you were not sure?
There's a lot of times that I want to give up. Like, that time, every single day in training when I had injury and the training is so hard and there's no progress in training and I don't want to train anymore. But the kids in Sambuanga, I see them, they are so happy doing weightlifting. And when they do weightlifting, I see them smile and I'm like, I cannot just quit because of injury. And yeah, I'm using them as my motivation when I was, you know, I was said like I would build a gym for them. after winning in Rio, I built the gym, and after 5 years, I see the result. There's a lot of athletes joining weightlifting there, and you know, giving them the opportunity to be national team to represent Philippines, and they have the scholarship in school, and I'm so happy for them.
You know, you talk about Malaysia, right? And we know how there was a whole crazy period of lockdown and training, and you had to improvise with all kinds of things. Was that very, very difficult? It must have been so tough training during that period, or did you really trust the process and not worry too much?
Trust the process. You know, with all the lockdown, it's really hard to trust. It's really hard to, right, to just surrender and to think positive. But, you know, when you have people behind you and there are people who help you, I think it became easier. So I'm thankful for their help. I'm thankful with everything they do. And
So even during Malaysia, the time of training in Malaysia, did the thought of giving up again cross your mind, or it was just full focus on Tokyo, you know, like no matter what, we'll make this work?
Actually, I'm like crying and I'm like telling my sports psychologist, and like, another 1 year, can I do it? And she said, yeah, you can do it. Just do it day by day. Heights.
You know, being here in Tokyo, I mean, I'm still here in Tokyo. It's very different, right? It's quite crazy, you know. Yeah, I'm still here.
I love food. I love Japan food, but man.
You guys didn't get to eat much, right? I think all the athletes don't get to eat like all the ramen and the sushi and stuff like that.
How about you?
in general, like coming here, was it tough to compete like in the environment like that?
You know, we go there full of anxiety. We don't know if we can compete or not. If we get positive, we'll be like end of our preparation, end of our dream, and like just because of COVID. Every day we get tested, and you also, you get tested every day, and like you're just always wishing like you won't get positive. And you know, I'm so happy that my team is there, and but I'm like, I'm telling my team I cannot be happy until my competition's done.
So, you know, moving forward, I think you mentioned again that the next Olympics is something that you want. True? Not true? You know, is that the next goal? Always keep going?
I cannot say something that I will go, but there's only 3 years to go. And, you know, I have this pick, and if I can still do it, I can, you know? If giving my body still can do it, and my mind, and I'm willing to sacrifice, why not?